Welcome back to another episode of Wild Vittles. Let me ask you a question. Do you sous vide? Now, some of you are kind of like, I'm not sure what you just asked me. Sounds French. That's because it is. What does it mean? It means that it's cooking under vacuum, or under vacuum, I believe, is what the actual translation means. It's a method of cooking where you're going to use a water bath. You take whatever you're cooking and you put it into a plastic bag and suck out all of the air and then put that bag into that water bath that's going to be heated to a constant temperature and it's going to cook that meat, in this case I'm cooking meat, to an exact temperature. So why would you do that? And I'm going to refer to my notes here so I make sure I hit all the points. It's an extremely even and precise method of cooking. And there's different applications for this. I'm going to do today a venison or whitetail deer steak. And I want to make sure that I don't overcook it. So that's definitely a pro that I can get that to exactly 130 or 135 degrees, whatever your case may be. I like it to be kind of a medium rare. Maybe a rare, but probably medium rare. Cooking large quantities. Let's say that you needed to do a lot of steaks and they needed to all be done at the same time. You could do it in this methodology at a larger scale and it'd be done very effectively. It's done in catering and in restaurants. And then similar to that last point, if you have an uncertain cook time, when you need it to be ready, I mean. So let's say you're having a dinner party and you've got 10 guests and you're not exactly sure when everybody's going to show up and how much time you need to allow to cook and all that. You could wait until everybody gets there and cook, and then, you know, it probably takes 10, 15 minutes. But if you sous vide, you could have everything in this hot water bath, cook it to the appropriate temperature, and you're going to see at the end of this, at the last step, when you get it out, the meat's perfectly cooked, but it's not seared yet. You throw it into a pan to sear it, and that only takes 2 minutes. So you could have a large number of steaks for a dinner party ready almost instantly. So it has a lot of pros. There are some cons. You don't get all the sizzle and smoke of cooking out on the grill. And, you know, it's probably not as exciting, but it yields some great opportunities. The other end of the extreme, I've been talking about cooking stuff rare. You can also make sure stuff is cooked through and through if you're worried about trichinosis, like in a bear, because there are temperature guidelines to hit a temperature. And I've heard Clay Newcomb from the Mediator to say, you know, those time and temperature guidelines are for like instant kill of trichinosis. You can get a lower temperature over time to also get a similar result. Now, verify that USDA guidelines and all of that, but that's my understanding. So I get very comfortable because I'm kind of a germ phobe. I want to make sure everything's cooked through and through and just like I want it. So let's jump into this as to what we're going to do from a perspective of doing a whitetail backstrap. Now this is, as you'll see in my plate here, for those that are on video, for those listening, you'll just imagine with me. This is just a section of backstrap. So if I were going to probably put it on the grill, I'd actually probably cut this into two pieces, and then I might even butterfly those. But in this case, I don't want to do that. I'm gonna cook this whole. It's a bit of an experiment. I'm always experimenting and trying new things. And all we need to do really to get this ready is I'm going to put a little bit of salt on this. And kind of a generous amount of salt. And a little bit of pepper on each side. Now, I have thoroughly defrosted this steak. And by doing it overnight, right, in the refrigerator, put a little bit too much pepper. I'll rub that off, kind of like a good rub. Get a little bit on the ends. And I'm going to put this into just kind of a normal Ziploc bag. And you can do this in, most of the time, actually, I've done this in vacuum seal bags. I've actually vacuum sealed whatever it is that I'm cooking. And that way you get 100% of the air out, or at least 98% probably percent of the air out. So now I've got this steak. I've put it into a Ziploc bag, and you're going to put this in the water bath. But first, we need to put a little bit of oil into this baggie just to help everything kind of stay moist and make sure there's nice sticking to the bag. So not a lot, just kind of a splash. that we're going to baste that around in. And I've already got my sous vide device. And these are really interesting things. It's just kind of looks like a wand, if you will. And what it does, it's got a heating element at the bottom. At the top, it's got a digital interface. And it just tells you what the temperature of the water is. And you can set it for a temperature, as I'm doing in this case. I'm still getting the air out of this. And I told it I want it to be, I think, let me look here. I said 134.5. Maybe we'll go to 135. Still kind of futzing around with this thing to get the air all out. So the sous vide is really kind of a simple device. It used to be that these were huge machines, and it was difficult to be able to get one that wasn't like, you know, restaurant size. Well, now they've got them shrunk down. You can buy on Amazon. This one is an Innova. And I bought it at Academy, which is a sporting goods store for those that aren't familiar with that chain, if it's not in your area. Almost got this. And so I've now kind of sucked most of the air out of them. I'm going to kind of put this down in the water and maybe press out a little bit more. Because it's, you know, dipping it, immersing it through there, and the air should be all coming out. And now I'm just going to, I'll probably get a clip in a minute. And put that off to the side. And it's just going to sit in this water bath for about an hour, hour and a half. I could probably get by with an hour as small a cut as this is. Bigger steaks, you need to do longer. That is the one downside on this, is that it takes time. So you could do a steak and probably, if you had everything ready, throwing it on the grill and being done, you know, 7-8 minutes, something like that. And this is going to take, you know, an hour and a half of in that bath. But it gives you flexibility because you can hold it in this bath for a very long time. Now, there are limits, and it'll start to degrade, and that might not be good on your quality, but it gives you a tremendous amount of flexibility. So we're going to fade to black in just a bit, and when we come back, the time will have elapsed. I'm going to take it out of the sous vide bath, and we're going to do a sear, and I will put a little... I'll sear it in a pan with a little butter, and we'll try it out. So be right back. Well, hello, and welcome back. So, what has transpired since I last spoke with you? We had the whitetail venison backstrap steak in the sous vide. It was just in a Ziploc bag. I did use a freezer bag to be a little thicker. I put some salt, pepper, and just a little bit of olive oil in there in the bag. Immersed it in that bath at 135 degrees. You could do 130, you could do 140. It really depends upon what you want. And now I've gotten it out. And before me, I have on a plate that deer steak. And I've patted it dry, and I'm about to put it into a 8-inch cast iron. I'm going to put a little bit of olive oil into that pan just to kind of facilitate. Man, I got a little bit much there. Let me dribble some out. Now I've got oil in the pan just to kind of facilitate the sear. It's important that the deer stick itself is dry, or drier, so that you get the sear. And this is going to take notionally 2 minutes. I've got some butter as well that I'm going to throw in the pan. So let's lay that in. We got a good love that sound. And so we're starting the sear. I'm going to just make myself a quick reference here of on my watch, a bit of a stopwatch, timer stopwatch, so I can notionally start that. And I'm going to throw this butter in here too. And let it start to kind of cook. And so what we've gotten here is, when we crack this thing open, we're going to see that the deer steak is, you know, perfectly cooked at about 135 degrees inside. All we're doing now is we're providing a sear on the outside. There's this reaction, that browning on the outside. I forget the name of it exactly. It'll come to me. That we're utilizing to be able to create some flavor and some crispness on the outside, and it's kind of a texture thing. I've also, as I said in the beginning, I've left this deer steak kind of as a whole piece. So we're going to cut into that across the grain and utilize it as steaks as well. Let's see. It's been about a minute. I'm going to scoop up. I may have a little bit too much butter here, so we'll pick up this piece and see what we need here, because I'm going to start to kind of saute that. Let's take a peek. Oh, that looks good. Got a really good browning on one side. And now that I've got that side flipped, I'm going to take my pan and a little bit of that sauce, and I'm going to, as that browns, I'm going to drape that over. So what I'm doing, if you can't see this on the video, is I've put some butter into the pan and let it brown a little bit. I've taken a spoon, I'm kind of tilting the pan to get an amount of butter over the edge, and I'm kind of basting that steak with a little bit of butter to put some moisture in there. I'm also at the same time going to take a light dusting of garlic powder and put that into that butter, and it's just a shake to give it kind of a garlic butter kind of taste on there. Okay, we've hit 2 minutes. I'm going to flip back to the other side. Let's take a look at it. Looks good. I'm going to give it a baste. This is very Gordon Ramsay going on right now. And now I want to do a little bit. I think we're pretty much done, but I'm going to do an edge. So what I'm doing is I'm grabbing with my tongs and holding it on an edge to get just a light sear on all four sides of this. Not heavy duty, but a light one. Because there's just so much flavor. I mean, this is why we do things like, brown either, stew meat or a roast in advance, and then you try to deglaze the fond off the bottom of that pan. It's the same type of reaction, and it's the same type of flavor that we're going to try to make sure that we capture there. All right, in total, this has been 3 minutes. I'm going to pull this off, put it onto my cutting board. I'm going to turn off my pan so I don't burn that butter and smell up the kitchen. I'm going to let that rest for a couple minutes while I do. Let me talk to you a little bit about what we've done here. And this has been a pretty quick and easy little demonstration. And I'm by no means an expert in this area, but I've done a little bit of it. And I'll tell you what I love about it. I love the fact that I can be extremely precise in the way that I cook the meat. And if you're looking, especially for somebody that maybe not is as comfortable with deer meat, maybe they had a bad experience with a deer steak of like, God, that was tough or dry. Do this, and you're going to be able to cook that deer steak to the perfect temperature in the perfect environment. Then put the sear on, and you're going to give them something that rivals a New York strip at one of your top restaurants. It is really, really amazing. And it doesn't take much. I mean, the seasonings on this are a whole list of salt, pepper, and a little bit of garlic butter, essentially, is what I've made with the butter kind of sautéing at the end. Pair this with some good vegetables, a potato, mashed potatoes, however you would like. And the nice thing about this is you could put several of these steaks in a bag sous vide while you're working on maybe your other side dishes, entertaining, bringing some people over. And then at the point that you're ready to serve the meat, sear all this in a big pan. I did it in a very small pan. Do it in a large pan. And bada boom, bada bing, you've got something that people are going to be in awe of. Don't need to let them in on your little secret of what you're doing. They're going to think that you painstakingly did that all out on the grill. And that you're a grill master and you knew precisely when to take that meat off to get it the perfect temperature, the perfect moisture and appearance. So it can be a bit of a hack from a perspective of shortcutting your process. And quite frankly, it'll yield a tremendously great end product. So it's been, I think, a couple minutes now. I'm going to cut into the middle of this steak. And what I'm showing on the video and what I'll describe to you is a steak that is pink in the middle, very moist, and very wonderful. So With that, we'll conclude this episode, and I hope that it's something that you will give a try. The sous vides themselves are inexpensive now. I mean, you can get them for anywhere from $50 to $130, but they are, I think, a good tool to add to your arsenal for your kitchen. So until next time, I hope that you'll give this a try. You'll try new things, and you'll do it for the love of the wild game. Thanks.
I want you to know it's over.